welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How grateful I am to be with you on this Sunday, April the 16th, 2017. We call our radio program Satsang, a heart-to-heart kind of communion with listeners to the pedestrian mentality. This is just a radio program, but I hope it's so much more for you as I offer to you some insights that hopefully will help your life, will maybe get you to move in a different direction in your life and open up some doors that might have been closed for you. And that's what the program is really all about. If you're enjoying the program, you must understand, of course, like everything in this world, everything costs money. And we live off of your gifts, your tax-deductible gifts. You are listening to this program due to the absolute generosity of my sponsors who make this possible. They make quarterly and monthly gifts, and that is what pays for airtime of our TV program and our radio program. And I hope that you will join us in this effort. For a lot of you, it's, well, one of the nicest gifts you could give to humanity. It really is. And not only is it a kind and loving gift, but it serves humanity in such a wonderful way. I get all sorts of letters and emails about questions about, oh, things I've talked about on TV, the things I've talked about here on radio. So if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about this, go to the website at aspire.org. That's A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. And if you go there, you will see support. And if you pull that little button down, you will see a menu comes out and it says, why support Aspire? And it will give you all the information you ever wanted to have about why it is important, where your donations go, and how to become a sponsor. You get a lot of very wonderful things. The message of the month, my commentaries, podcasts, video casts, and believe it or not, 122 discourses that I have done over the many years of doing television, especially for each individual show or series that I've done, absolutely free. They're there for you as a sponsor, and I hope that you will avail yourself of it because these discourses are, they're timeless, and they will help you understand each and every series I've done over the many years of my career on TV. There's something in this world now called artificial intelligence. It is an interesting commodity. It is high tech. It's about robots. It's about getting our devices, our phones, our iPads to do things for us, controlling our homes and everything. But it's going to get even further as we go down the line with technological things. I mean, the invention of the whole slew of conveniences that come off our phones are very, very interesting things. We now can control our homes from wherever we are. We can do a lot of things with technology. There are now drones, and there will be drones not only for the military, but there will be drones in business. You won't go to your favorite hamburger place, thinking that you do eat hamburgers, and have a human being cook it. You will find that truck drivers and people who carried our goods across the country will now be driven by drones. So this is called artificial intelligence, and it will also be in the surgery room, believe it or not. They're talking about a machine that will do surgery on people far better than a human being could do. So we have this thing called artificial intelligence, And then there is our basic intelligence, the ones that we use to go to college, the intelligence we have about figuring out thoughts and all of that kind of stuff and how we come up with thoughts. And so we have this artificial intelligence and we have intelligence, basic intelligence. People think it's IQ. I personally don't believe that. Of course, people will say, well, you have a low IQ, so you would say that. But that is not true. I just don't think IQ covers the gamut. And then there is something called consciousness. And consciousness is a profound awareness that occurs without intellectual effort, without intellectual knowledge. So when you start looking at the whole idea of intelligence, artificial intelligence, and then we have this thing called consciousness, it makes you wonder what we're doing here on the planet, what's really happening. So from time to time in the last, I would say month, I have been getting emails from people who listen to this program about intelligence versus consciousness. I have read this book and it is a wonderful book. I highly recommend it, called Sapiens. And I'm just going to leave that out there. It is a tremendous book. I think it's one of the most brilliant books I have ever read in my life. It's like a Hawking's book. And now we're starting to look at the bigger picture of our evolution of what we call intelligence. So Jeff from, where is this? In New Mexico writes, Greg, I listen to you regularly and enjoy your program. Thank you. What is better, in your opinion, intelligence or consciousness? For me, it seems to be intelligence. Thinking, making a better world for us seems to come from being basically intelligent. Well, Jeff, since you ask, I'm not an either or kind of person, okay? I'm not dualistic. I work on being non-dualistic in my endeavors and my personal inner work. So I can't pit one thing against another. I just can't do it. Here is my quotient on it. Achieving consciousness makes me more intelligent. I don't see how they're at odds with each other. If I seek intelligence, I will naturally go into consciousness. Consciousness meaning I am aware beyond my thoughts. Consciousness meaning I don't need to be thought by a thought. I don't need to think. I simply need to be available, to perceive beyond the ideas of my own thinking. My thinking is obsolete. My thinking is outmoded. My thinking is ridiculous to the most part. Greg only thinks from one thought to another. He plods along and he never really comes to anything profound. But when I'm in consciousness, when I am living in consciousness, I am opening up the door to my authentic awareness, my heart. And people think of the heart as emotional. It is not. The most intelligent thing within me I have found, believe it or not, is the heart. The heart is so deeply intelligent that it systematically opens up the doors for me to realize things, realize things that I could never understand or realize in any other way. There are things I cannot learn, things that are very important, Jeff, I can't learn. I can't learn them through knowledge or going to school or any of that other great stuff. I just can't do it. But through awareness, I see the significance of things. Through consciousness, I recognize the significance of everything that is in my life. Now, when you have that kind of significance, don't you feel that that in itself is intelligence? Well, it is for me. It is intelligence for me. And I see intelligence and consciousness as one. I do not see them as separate. I do not pit one thing against another within me, because to do so is to miss the entire opportunity for awakening. For me, it is not about living smart. It is about living aware. And to me, awareness is the intelligence that, for myself, I need. And I venture to say that all persons need it. So there you are. I don't think one over the other. And Jeff, it is easy to pick up books and read them, like Sapien. These are wonderful books. And then turn around and think, I know. Which I don't. I can know facts and figures and objects and things, but to understand where everything fits into the universe, to understand and be beyond thoughts, because the universe does not operate on thinking, is to come to a place where I awaken to what is going on, the bigger picture, as it were. And that, to me, is more important than anything. Just something for you to think about. You don't have to agree with me. And for all intents and purposes, I could be entirely wrong about all of this. So there you are. Please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from April. And April lives in Northern California. I am for artificial intelligence. I believe that intelligence makes a greater lifestyle than could consciousness. Why do you teach consciousness and not intelligence, April? Because I'm not intelligent? Maybe that's why. April, I teach what I feel is my direct experience. I teach from my direct experience. I don't teach from philosophy. I don't teach from religion. I don't teach closed-minded attitudes. This seems rather closed-minded to me. Forgive me, but it does. If you're for artificial intelligence, don't you think that that would also include the whole idea of being open to everything? Maybe open to the whole idea of what it is to awaken inwardly, spiritually. I think everybody looks at spirituality as some kind of hocus pocus thing. Religion to me is like games that people play on their computer. It's mundane. It's full of falderall and you can't grow and mature by it. So I understand how a person would look at, looking at religion and philosophy and think that it was beneath them or not as intelligent or as smart as maybe artificial intelligence that gets its demeanor and its elements from knowledge. And I can't go down that road. I have found that knowledge is a barrier, not a bridge. I have, in my own experience, found that knowledge becomes obsolete very quickly. I can't get into that. I am interested in the bigger picture. I am very interested in what creates this whole entire world beyond the concepts of science and religion. I am looking at a much bigger picture, or trying to, I should say. And I'm telling you, from my own experience, that this is far more beautiful, far more complex than my thoughts, my words can utter, can think. I can't even sit here in my little studio giving you this radio program right now and actually tell you about the direct experience that occurs when you come to that place in meditation where you are not pitting one thought against another, where you are not fighting with your elements, with your DNA, and with your genetics. You're just not fighting with it anymore. They go on and on and on doing what they do, but I don't fight with it. So, that's the means and the way. I just don't look at one over another. If, as I said to Jeff, if you become intelligent, you will naturally seek consciousness. If you find consciousness first, you will naturally be intelligent. It just, to me, seems to be the natural course of things. It's the crucial of the critical, as I look at it. There are critical moments in our life that could be very crucial to our living. This crucialness is to come to a place where you can awaken. It's crucial. You will have moments in your life where you could have turned here or turned there, where you could have not turned away from your heart and found the critical moment in your life where awakening started to happen for you. And it can also work the other way around. If you come to a critical moment in your life, it can lead you to the crucialness of life. Everything is important. It doesn't have to be almighty intense, you know, and you get crazy. But everything in this world, everything in this life is monumental and very, very important. And everything leads to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. It's the way of this world. It's the way of life itself. So if you are going to choose one over the other, I think you will miss. But the fun part is that if you really have a direct experience of being either, intelligent, you will naturally gravitate without hesitation to consciousness. Because it's in consciousness that the unspeakable speaks to us of life. This unspeakable, well, it's immense and it's beautiful and it flows. It is the opportunity of a lifetime. It's the opportunity of living in such a beauty, in such a contrast to the way most of us live, seeking to be right over wrong, better than, and all that other crazy stuff that makes us so, well, violent. Our violence is based on the fact of our pride and our ignorance. And the more prideful we are, the more ignorant we become. The more ignorant we are, the more prideful we seem to become to compensate for that. This goes on and on and on to nauseam. It never ends. So I say to you, my dear April, keep everything open inside. Don't be one way or another. That's dualistic thinking that keeps you in pride and vanity. Just be open to everything. Just watch. You don't have to agree or disagree. That's the key to it all. When I'm not agreeing and I'm not disagreeing, when I'm not at odds with this, that, or the other, I awaken. And in that awakening comes a new form of living, a new form of being intelligent. Love embraces me. Love is an encounter of compassion and mercy. And all of a sudden, You have no more enemies. You have no more friends. You're devoid of both, and that's a beautiful moment. When you need neither, everything rushes to you for love, for the sake of beauty. And to me, beauty is the highest echelon of inwardness. The beauty that is the unspeakable, the unconscionable. I hope that helps you, April. It's a great email, and thank you for your kindness. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Phil in Missouri, the Show Me State. He says, how valuable is consciousness over intelligence? There seems to be a great controversy going on now as we start to change our world from being more intelligent to being even more intelligent, Phil. Phil, I don't think we're getting more intelligent. I don't think intelligence, as you are talking about it, is the way. And again, I am not for pitting intelligence versus consciousness. Consciousness is achieved through meditation, through a sense of inwardness, through a sense of mercy and compassion. Intelligence would instruct you to do certain things that have no consciousness connected to it. And that's the danger. The danger is not to allow intelligence to be without consciousness. Consciousness is mercy. Consciousness shows you the path. The path that is most relevant to this world and to your own life. Intelligence might tell you what to do on that path, but that doesn't mean that it is loving or kind. If we ever needed anything now, more than ever, it is love. Not the emotional love that everybody gets so involved in, where there is vengeance and pride and gratification. No, this love is about something extraordinary happening. So extraordinary, so beautiful, so magnificent, that it can't be spoken, as I call it, the unspoken, unconscionable, unspoken love that lives in every molecule of every single thing here on this planet. And we miss because we're being so smart. Some people would call it intelligent. To me, intelligence, I have told you, is consciousness, and consciousness is intelligence. And to go into anything less is to miss the more of everything that is. So as you live within yourself, as you go on within yourself, as you make your life whatever you're going to make your life, where are you going to draw from within yourself? Where are you going to bring forth that which is authentic and real? Hopefully it will be from your heart. And like I say, it is love that is the most important aspect of our living. Not desire, not ambition, not pride, not ideas, not ideals, not convenience, not comfort. Everything in this lifetime, everything that is significant in this lifetime is about love. So I say to you, as I say to everyone, let love live you. Feel that presence of love within. And no matter what is going on, never betray love. Never. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment or question or something I can help you with, you know what to do. Come to the website at aspire.org, then go over to media and click on media and pull down that menu, and you will see Satsang with Siraj, that be me, and come and join us. And you can listen to all sorts of radio programs. They're all there for many, many years. I thank you for your ear, for listening, and I hope this one helped you. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.